Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions that you are too afraid to ask.
And this week's topic is holidays 2021. We've done a holidays, I think, almost every year. But this is 2021, the remix part two.
The fact that I am so convinced it's 2022, every time someone has said 2021 for the last 2 months, I'm like, sounds wrong.
I thought you were going to say, the fact that this is the first time we've done holidays, because you just have
after all no these years. No, I literally was like, we have to do a holiday episode. And you were like, well, we do that every year and we just talk about the same thing. And I was like, well, I don't remember what we talked about. So whatever.
I don't remember either. I'm sure people, the poor souls that are doing like a binge will hate it because they have to listen to it. But I think other people, if they're listening year by year, probably also don't really remember.
Or new listeners that haven't gone back and listened.
Yeah.
But honestly, most people say they go back and listen to everything, which frightens me. But I also get it. You kind of have to have the storyline.
You really have to have the ins and outs of the storyline. There's so many characters introduced.
Can you believe that some people don't know this is a scripted show?
I know. It's wild. Can you believe that this is the most poorly written script on the face of the earth? You know what I was thinking, though?
What?
Talking about our OGs and people that listen from the beginning, you haven't had a Breeze quote in a while. And I think it's because you haven't been quotable.
Oh.
I think you've just been lacking on the zingers and the one-liners. You haven't said that's a joke.
Not a single laugh has been had from anything I've said. I haven't brought up the fact that it's not about what people say, like what you just said to me.
That's exactly.
It's about how you make me feel like shit.
Well, yeah.
Da, 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 da.
Breeze clap. Yeah, I'm sure you, like, it's not what you say about the holidays. Mm. It's how the holidays make you feel.
Right.
Like shit.
Before we get into this cheeriness, wherever you're watching or listening, specifically listening, I just learned something, okay, from my friend who has a podcast. And they said that it is very, 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 very important that your listeners follow or subscribe wherever they're listening.
Right.
Because it actually like really helps with the...
Didn't we know this though?
Well, here's the thing.
Isn't that what we've been pumping for 6 years now?
I like to assume on social media that everything has something to offer.
Yeah.
Like, you know, on YouTube, if people like it, if they subscribe, if they comment, I like to think of all those as equal parts. Like, I'm like, if you're doing anything, thank you. That's helpful. Right. But I have recently learned that even more than amount of listens per episode, the amount of people that are currently following or subscribed greatly weighs on how many people or how often you're going to show up in the charts.
My question is, where do 5-star ratings come in? Because that's what we've been focusing
on.
Very
important.
And maybe we need to shift focus.
No, no, no.
Okay.
What we're going to need is we're just going to need the people to step up a little more. They're going to have to do both.
Follow and subscribe on every account. You can
every account.
Hack the mainframe.
5-star every account.
Yeah. If you're in high school, go on every computer in the school computer and hack the mainframe.
Absolutely. Yeah. And also make sure you're doing everything else for us too. You're sharing with all your friends and family. You're following us on Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast, TikTok at I Can Explain
Flyers,
Podcast.
Flyers, like a street team.
Oh my
gosh. If you don't have at least a street team of like 3 other people, you're not doing enough.
Speaking of the holidays, door knockers, convert them to I can explain listeners.
Yeah. Carolers.
Yeah.
But people open the door and it's just a boombox playing our podcast.
I don't know why no one's
it
done
seems
that
a
yet.
Little offensive that it, that's not our it like it seems offensive that I'm bringing that idea up for the first time,
like that we didn't just like open our TikTok and we were tagged.
I didn't open my door and somebody was like, oh my god, you live here? I was just doing
here
the podcast.
Promoting. So anyways, this goes out to all of you. First of all, thank you, and second of all, step up. Okay.
Thank you, and second of all, do way more.
Way better, way more. You
just
know
kidding.
How people
we love
have
you.
Like full-time
people
jobs?
People are hustling for us.
And
I
then
will
part-time
say.
Jobs?
Yeah. This should be your full-time. And being a lawyer or whatever?
Part-time.
Part-time.
Speaking of which.
People are hustling for us, though.
No, I know. I really appreciate them. The people that listen, they know we're all jokes. They know. right? I hope. Because you know what? Every once in a while on the internet, there's someone who doesn't know it's all jokes. What?
Do you need a hair tie this week?
Because I'm Justin Biebering it? No, yeah. I'm feeling
Wait,
very
who?
Free.
Why?
Because Justin Bieber in interviews, you just always go like this because of his hair.
Oh, okay.
If you're
watching, like, current day Justin Bieber.
If you're watching on video on Monday because you're a patron, then yeah. you would have seen my hair flip. And yeah. otherwise, you see it on Friday when everyone else gets the video.
I was just picturing 2021 Justin, like Tim Biebs Justin.
Oh, yeah.
Doing interviews with flip. like a sew-in 24 inches.
All right. You can become a patron and get the videos early, bonus episodes, leaked nudes, all sorts of fun stuff. There's not actually nudes, but like I might be soon.
Yeah.
You never know when one's going to drop. By going to the link in the bio at I Can Explain Podcast and becoming a patron. A huge shout out to all of our patrons, all of our listeners in general. Y'all, seriously, jokes aside, are so amazing. Thank you for the support. Thank you for tagging us in your little Spotify lists. And
that was
stunning.
Every
time. Oh my God, I felt overwhelmed.
It was a lot.
And then
I felt bad, but I felt happy.
Oh, I felt good.
For them. Bad
oh,
for
you
them.
Felt bad for their yeah. like ears.
For yeah, and their mental health.
I felt
and like their therapy bills.
I felt good because I as a Sagittarius. And as a person with a large ego, I like to think that people like to listen to me, which yeah. is, you know.
Yeah. But that one person, shout out to them, who said that they fall asleep to our podcast every night.
Yeah. That was...
And it was like 30,000 minutes or something. You are wow. the real one.
I wonder, I would like to ask if it wasn't intrusive, if they like dream about us.
I hope they, and I hope it's a journey. But if they're asleep right now, I hope you're having a good sleep.
Oh my God. They're just falling asleep.
I hope you're having sexy dream about me.
They're like, I'm never listening to this again. When I
that asleep. That was it.
That was the final straw. A huge thank you and happy holidays to Aiden, Emily, Kate, Olivia, Liz, and Serena. We love you all so much. We appreciate you. It is the holidays. We're talking about it. Sorry, I'm just cracking my shoulder.
Oh my God, what was that? It came from like the
my shoulder within. Forever cracks.
Putting the mic to it. Okay, are we going to get into this?
Yes.
I am over the holidays this year. That's us getting into it. Okay. On our Discord, you asked how people were feeling about the holidays. And I think reading people's... Did you get your lashes done? Mm-mm. No, you're using Rare Beauty.
Today's episode is... No, it's not sponsored by... I wish.
This episode is brought to you by not Rare Beauty, just Selena Gomez people, is personally paying us.
People actually need to know about this mascara because...
No, it looks like your lashes...
The
you look like you got Brooke's lashes.
Oh, because she has extensions. What is I was that? Like, are you saying my sister has better lashes? Than
yeah,
me?
She's always known as Lash Williamson.
Excuse me. I need the people out there to know about this because I do not gatekeep good beauty products.
Right.
Okay.
Can't relate.
When I look this stunning, the other people need to know.
It's on video. They know.
They know the truth. When my lashes look this stunning,
that's the one.
They need to know. So I'm using for the last month Rare Beauty mascara. Full disclosure, I am on their PR list, so they sent it to me.
Okay.
But this is not an ad, nor has anything on my Instagram been a paid ad. It's just that they gifted it to me and then I used it and I was like, holy actual fuck, this is the best mascara of all time. And if you're out there and you disagree with me, you haven't tried it yet because it is the best. I've tried so many Sephora, expensive as fuck. Like there's the They're Real, there's so many out there that are good, but this one, the amount of times I've been asked in the last month if I have
they're
fake eyelashes.
Fine too, which I like.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it would be a great stocking stuffer. Some Rare Beauty mascara.
The vibe is doing Kohl, this fucking for free.
Because I hate the holidays.
I got you Kohl last year.
You did.
Mm-hmm. I think which was very fitting.
Yeah. It's still like in my room. Just I don't know what to do
what
with
do you
it.
Do? I feel like that's something that you could put, like, you know, how some people put like crystals out in like dishes on like a little dish.
We did see crystals Kohl. At the Christmas market the other day. Mm-hmm. And you, I said no.
Yeah. And I was
you
like,
said,
why?
Oh, you don't believe in them. And mm-hmm. I said, I believe in them, but they're not strong enough.
Yeah, you don't. There's not enough crystals in the world to help you out.
No.
Yeah.
I'd have to sit on, like, I would, you know, those big crystals that, like, Spencer
Pratt
had?
You'd have to fuck with
I would
those
have
crystals.
To, that would have to be up my asshole, and it still would have no effect. That's what this holiday season is doing to me.
Yeah.
Okay, this is my take. Anyways, on Discord, you ask people about their holiday plans, what the vibe was this year. And I think reading people's approaches and understandings and feelings about the holidays made me annoyed even further about the holidays this year.
Are you saying that our patrons?
No. Like, I was relating to what they were saying, but it was like bringing up those emotions within myself, where I think I just kind of move past them a lot of the time. But reading it, I was like, wow, these people are so right.
So my topic of discussion triggered your hatred for the holidays.
Yeah. Okay. I don't hate the holidays. There are things I do hate about the holidays. I hate forced interaction.
Right.
I hate there's like groups of people or events or all these things that people are only making happen because of the holidays. And I get some of it like, oh, we never see each other. It's nice to plan something. I get that.
Right.
But a lot of it does feel, oh no, what's happening?
Nothing. I'm just trying to, it's bad enough when I try and hold a mic and then I'm also holding a mic.
Why are you
glass.
Double fisting it?
I'm just going to move my hair by my ear.
Giving like a Spider-Man grip.
Yeah. Also, people are going to come for me that I'm not holding the stem, but these glasses are hard to hold the stem with.
Just hold the base. Isn't this
calming? Are you
serious? This is like how you hold a microphone. Anyways.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't like forced interaction. Like, it just feels fake.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, if these were people I wanted to hang out with the rest of the year, I would have hung out with them the rest of the year. I get the excuse that it's nice to see
people. Shout out to all the people that Sean's seeing this holiday season hasn't seen the rest of the year.
My face when I'm there will tell you it's one of those events. I don't like things and like clutter and
you get gifted a lot of that.
You get gifted a lot of that. There's so much packaging on everything.
Right.
Like all of that stresses me out. Christmas trees, like I like the idea and like the visual of them, but then also it's just a lot of stuff, you know?
Right.
Like there's a lot of things.
Yeah.
And it gives me anxiety.
Stressing you out.
Yeah. There's just a lot of additional things when I try to not have additional things.
I think there's also something to be said, and it touches on how you just said reading other people's experiences kind of like maybe brought this more to the surface because it's like validating your own feelings.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's this weird expectation out there that if you don't like the holidays or don't like components of the holidays, that you're like an asshole.
Yeah. And I am an asshole, but that I don't think it's like super related.
Too,
yeah.
Well, and that's the thing. I feel like there's so much out there about like, oh, it's the best season and holiday cheer and like everyone loves the holidays. Talking with my hands. Sean literally just had to
see. you're always giving like choreography with the mic. You're doing TikTok dances.
I'm moving my mic around. Sean literally just had to stop my mic from moving for those of you that are just listening.
It's because you edit the video and I edit the audio, and without seeing the video, I can tell when it's a part that you were talking with your hands.
Oh, because it's like listening. Just catching a little bit. I'm a hand talker.
I know.
What can I say?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll try and be more still.
No, I do agree.
Yeah, I feel like here's the thing. I feel like there's this weird thing out there that it's like, you have to be happy during the holidays or you suck, basically.
Yeah.
And I think as queer people, for a lot of folks in our community, not only are the regular holiday pressures there, but then there's the added layer of being queer and being around people that may not accept your queerness during the holidays.
Yeah.
That, you know, we have to acknowledge, because privilege says that your holiday season is a happy one, because not only does it mean that you have a certain amount of money that the holidays don't stress you the fuck out because you can buy gifts and do nice things with your family or your loved ones, things like that. But then on top of that, it says that you have people around you who respect you, your pronouns, your partner, your, you know, just how you live your life in general. And so many people, and queer people specifically with the latter, don't have that.
Yeah.
So it's like the regular day to day is hard enough when experiencing that. And then when you boatload all this weird pressure that's like, no, you're an asshole if you don't see your family. You're an asshole if you, you know, if you're dreading going to your family dinner. Yeah,
you're a Grinch.
Yeah, that sucks because like there's valid reasons that people feel that way.
Well, that's the thing. I'm like, first of all, I'm going to break it down in the layers of how I feel stress hits for holidays for some people, myself including. First of all, blanket one.
Yeah.
Wintertime seasonal depression. That really just Christmas, holidays, all that shit unrelated. Just the time of year setting it up bad vibes, you know?
I will say that most years I notice the seasonal depression thing, but this year has hit really hard for me.
Yes. I'll circle back to why I think this year is worse for me for the holidays. We'll circle back.
Okay.
Overarching seasonal depression, I think, not great.
Yeah.
The days are short. It's dark as fuck. I actually like the darkness. My seasonal depression isn't super bad because the darkness kind of calms me.
Okay.
But like just the weather, it's always gross, rainy, snowy. Like it's very isolating even just in atmosphere vibe.
Right.
There's one for me. Two is money, like you said. I think that if you have a good relationship with your friends and family, a lot of people want to express this with gifts or feel like they should have to express it with gifts, which is like such a stressful thing in itself.
Totally.
Like it's like you want to do all these things for these people you love, or if you can't, you feel like a shitty person. Mm-hmm. And it's like, money, I think, is hard for most people year round. Then add in the fact that people expect things or that you feel bad if you don't get them, all that. Then there's like family and forced interaction, like I said, is like a three on the list here for me. It's like there are people in my family that I would probably not invite to my own wedding.
Yeah.
But I see those people in the holidays.
Yeah, totally.
And it's like that thing that a lot of our patrons and Discord users were talking about, that it's like these are people that I'm not close with and I feel like I have to like force see them because it's expected.
Totally.
So there's just all these different layers. And then I think this year is worse for me because last year was like COVID shutdown, which was the first time in my life. And that I have a great relationship with a lot of my family. I do like seeing them as much as it might not sound like it right now. Last year was the first time in my entire life that we didn't run around all Christmas. Like we weren't going to like both sides of the family, like coming home, getting changed, waking up early, getting like showering, like this whole thing. Like Christmas has never been relaxing for my family.
Totally.
And it was the first year in my entire 28-year life that all we did was just like vibe at home with my like sister and my parents. And it was so nice. And if I don't think any of my family would be listening, but if any of my extended family is listening, I'm not saying it was nice because I didn't see you.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it was.
No, I think any adult gets that.
Yeah. It was just nice to like not have that pressure. It was nice to just unwind and have like some calm. And then going from that and being like almost afraid to interact with people because of the global pandemic and like getting this horrific virus and all that, to going back into the holidays, I think has been like a real shift for me.
I also think with something that you said in regards to, actually, I'm going to stop the video and restart it because I know it's going to click out.
Oh, I thought I'm going to stop the video. It's going to get pretty emotional.
I'm like, I don't want anyone seeing my tears.
Yeah.
No. I think you said something before we started recording that made sense to me, and it relates to what you just mentioned about how it's not about that you don't want to see those people or that you didn't have a nice time seeing those people. It's just this expectation during the holidays that everything has to happen at the exact same fucking time. Yeah. And I think also with the quote unquote modern family, more and more people are realizing that for a lot of folks, that's just like not possible.
Yeah.
Like if you have divorced parents, if your partner also has divorced parents, like I have a friend who on both sides, the parents are divorced. On one of the sides, the parents were remarried twice and they have a like half siblings that are from the one marriage. So they literally have like five families that they are basically expected to get to in a 48 hour fucking period. Yeah. And it's one of those things that like, it just doesn't logistically make sense. And it's very stressful. Yeah. And I think what you said before we started recording is
really helpful that when I talk before, hey,
yeah, no, well, you just mentioned like just off the cusp. Is that the right phrase? Cause I don't know.
I think it's sometimes off the cuff.
See, that's another one. I've my whole life I've said off the cusp.
Well, next time we'll just play it by year.
I still say that. Like I catch myself after. It's play it by ear.
Yeah.
And off the cuff.
And pedestal.
And pedestal. Okay. I'm learning a lot.
You are. This is.
Some people learn about
the holiday season is for learning.
And then some people learn about how to speak English. And that's me.
It's your own journey, you know.
How crazy is it that there's people out there that English is their second language and they understand it better than I do? Like, English is my first language, and
you wouldn't know it.
Like, what am I doing out here?
Okay, I forgot what my fourth. Sorry, I know you're going to say something. Yeah. I forgot what my fourth tier of this whole breakdown was.
Okay.
My fourth tier is that all of this is then fisted by religious undertones.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I am not ragging on anybody that's religious, but I am not religious. And it's just like, if I'm having a shitty holiday season and then it's like, oh, also, this is actually all about Jesus.
Also,
I'm like,
God hates you. Yeah, that's very true. Yeah. That's a good point too. Okay, so what I was gonna say is off the cuff. Mm-hmm. Before we started recording, you said, "I love all the things that we have coming up in the next few weeks, but sometimes I'm like, these things could be planned at any time of year. It stresses me out that they all have to happen at once."
Yeah.
And I think that is the weird thing about the holidays, is that it's not about not wanting to see, for some people it is, and that's fair, we'll get to that, but for others it's not about not wanting to see everyone, it's just that like you genuinely don't even really get to enjoy your time seeing everyone, because there's so much pressure in like a 1 week time span when everyone's on holidays or everyone's free for family dinners or friends want to do friend stuff, that it's like, oh my God, I have to get to a million places at once. And also I think in a lot of family dynamics, especially with parents or certain family members, they want to feel like you're making time for them. And there's a lot of sensitivity around having like divorced parents, right, or having, different sides of the family that you have to make everyone feel important, and then you're kind of stuck in the middle of like, okay, who gets what day, like all these fucking make-believe days that we've decided are important, and it's like, oh, I'm doing Christmas Day at this person's, and then that's making someone else sad, and I'm doing Christmas Eve at this person's. Like, you genuinely always feel like, the weird thing with the holidays, and I should speak for myself, is that you always feel like you're making someone happy and you're also at the same time letting someone down.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
And that's like the weirdest thing, because it's supposed to be this like fun, happy, loving time. And it's like you're constantly like making someone's day and also being like, hey, I hate to tell you, but I'm not going to make it for this. And it's a very like stressful clusterfuck of scheduling. And then on the other side of that, for other people, they're just constantly being like told, and shit's been shoved down their throats, that this is about family and love and being around the people you love. Well, some people like don't have certain family members around them.
Yeah. Or they have certain family members that don't recognize their identity as valid. Yeah. Their sexuality as valid. Mm-hmm. Don't put them on the same level as other people in their family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just like, there's so many different ways that the holidays can be stressful for so many different people. And that just comes down to unique experiences. Again, I'm only quoting other friends of mine because I haven't had these experiences, but I feel like some listeners might relate to it. But I have a friend whose parents have passed on, and they literally go on vacation every holidays because they want to be in a place that doesn't feel like Christmassy.
Yeah.
Because it's a really difficult time for them. And, you know, and then, like I said, I have other friends that, you know, they have all these family dinners they've got to get to. And then I was just fucking watching TikTok and I found it so interesting because this non-binary person that I follow was talking about how they basically just have to like mentally buckle up to go where they're traveling for 5 days to be with their quote unquote family and just be misgendered for 5 days straight. And that they just have to deal with it.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I feel like not enough people talk about that. Sorry to listeners that like want this to be like just one big cheery episode.
Something tells me that our last holidays episode was also like this.
It's just depressing.
I'm getting like flashbacks of being like, people that clicked on this expecting a holiday episode are gonna leave crying.
I just feel like I feel like that needs to be said, because if I'm even thinking about what I've seen in the media and just in general, it's easy to find pieces of content during the holidays that make the holidays seem awesome.
Yeah.
But like, I am someone who loves the holidays and I also think the holidays are awesome, but I also think it's important for there to be pieces of content out there that acknowledge that for some people, like the holidays really fucking suck.
I love the holidays. And usually I love the holidays more, but I think this holiday season has been like kind of hard for me. And I also just find it like just like frustrating that they're supposed to like all be about like joy and like, you know, how when you hear people that are like, oh, well, the holidays have lost their magic. And I was like, I don't really think they've lost their magic. Mm-hmm. I think just like as functioning adults, you realize that there are more important things mm-hmm. than like something incredibly trivial.
Totally.
And that magic isn't just from fucking like putting a fake tree in your living room. Like mm-hmm. you can create magical moments that are like exciting and heartwarming throughout the year. It's just like so frustrating that people put this like holiday magic on this random day of the year.
Totally.
That has like a lot to do with just money and yeah. shit like that.
Well, jokes aside, because I know we joke about it a lot, but honestly, it's the same reason I fucking cry on my birthday. You get so much like, it's the same reason a lot of people have terrible New Year's Eves. It's like, sometimes when we as humans put so much pressure on these like make-believe dates that we've like decided are fucking important yep. in our society, and for different religions and cultures those dates vary, when you put so much pressure on like this day or this night has to be phenomenal, it's like that weighs on your mental health in ways that I think a lot of people don't really validate for themselves.
Yeah, definitely.
I also think what you said earlier was important to note about how the contrast of last year, while a lot of people were like, this really sucks because of COVID, I can't see my family, and that's really valid too, or I can't do a lot, or I can't see a lot of friends. For a lot of people, it was like the nicest fucking holiday season they've ever had because like, they had an out.
They had an excuse. A very valid one,
yeah.
but still an excuse.
Yeah, like I remember last year, a lot of people in messages just being like, oh, this is actually really nice because I don't have to go see my homophobic family because I can just say I can't get on a plane.
Yeah.
And like, it sucks that people don't feel like they can have that out in general. I know there's so many layers to that, but I just want to like validate for people that may be listening that you actually don't have to be around people that make you feel like fucking shit. Like, I know a lot of people are younger and currently they have to because of their situation, their living situation, because of money. And like, my heart goes out to you. But I feel like a lot of those fears we bring into adulthood and we just get in this weird hamster wheel of like, I'm supposed to see this person. I'm supposed to say hello to this person. I'm supposed to like this person. I'm supposed to be nice to this person. And then you kind of wake up one day and you're like, but why? Like, I can't stand them. They made me always feel like shit, or like I'm always drained when I'm around them. So just like, I wanted to just give that to anyone who's listening yeah. that like might feel like an asshole for not wanting to be around certain people yeah, this like holiday season.
If your grandma's homophobic, she's still gonna be homophobic because there's a fucking gingerbread house on her kitchen table. You know, it's only gonna do so much.
Absolutely,
that gingerbread house is only so strong. shit. Yeah, I also think because of last year, people are fucking like on X Games mode this year.
Totally.
And I think I can sense that people are like pushing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That there are people that are just genuinely excited to get back with everybody. Yeah. But I'm like, I need you to just take two steps back. Because I'm like, at the end of the day, like, I am quite introverted. Mm-hmm. So yeah, to have,
that's true.
I basically every weekend day and days in between until Christmas and even after Christmas, I already have booked.
Yeah.
And some of those plans were made at gunpoint, it feels like. So
you're like, send out.
Yeah, I'm like, I brought a dip. Twice. And they're like, thanks.
Oh my fucking god.
Yeah,
a forced dip.
Yeah.
Does a dip taste as good as it's forced?
All dips taste good. Okay. Yeah. True. Unless you can sense the pain in the dip. Mm-hmm. I think it's okay. One thing I do love, which is so trivial and dumb, but I love it year round.
Okay.
And the holidays really just give me time to do specifically that is wrapping presents. I love wrapping presents.
It's soothing.
It's soothing. And it is, yeah, it's just like very calming.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing I like is when you wrap a few presents in the year, you're only wrapping one or two birthday presents at a time.
Right.
But Christmas comes around, I gotta set a whole 5-hour chunk.
I gotta
get an X-Acto knife. I gotta do all this. I wrapped presents for my boss at work the other day.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
you're just like a little elf.
Really, honestly, and they were
gorgeous. I have to say, you do a fantastic job wrapping gifts.
And the other day, this speaks to one part that I do like about the holidays. Mm. The other day I was just watching YouTube videos of how to tie different bow styles. Cause like I actually found, I was like, oh, this is going to be a game changer in 2021.
That is the most you thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. I found a great way to wrap bows that you waste less ribbon. It was honestly earth shattering.
Wow.
So tune in for those.
Maybe a special Patreon bonus of you wrapping a bow.
Tutorial. Yeah.
Gorgeous. All right. Well, I'm sorry to anyone who's listening that thinks that this is depressing and sad.
Go wrap a present.
Go. I just feel like, you know, we just have to give the other side of things.
I don't think it's depressing and sad. I think it's real and truthful and honest.
You tell them.
Well, it's just like, I don't think that bringing attention to these issues necessarily takes away from the holidays. But no. I think not talking about these issues
might make people feel alone.
Is stupid.
100%.
So I'm like, I'll still have a great holiday and I will have fun and see my family and that will be nice. But I'm like, these things are still valid and happening to a lot of people.
Absolutely. So. Well, with that, you're welcome for that extra holiday cheer.
Holiday tear.
It's the saddest thing you've ever said. A holiday tear from Sean. All right. Well, wherever you're listening, watching, make sure you follow or subscribe. Jesus Christ.
And then 5 stars.
5 stars with a comment. I can't stand when you're just 5-starring and you're not leaving a written essay on why we're so amazing. What is that?
With sources. It should be cited.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then also at I Can Explain Podcast on TikTok, getting close to that 1 million mark. And that's when we shut her down.
Yeah.
So,
we've been getting there pretty quickly.
So make sure you get in over there.
Yeah.
Our last video had 70,000 views.
That's a lot. I can't see
fucking
right now.
Famous. I saw something's happened to you in the last minute.
My contact has gone upside down.
It's gone. She's just, see you later. Okay. Well, until next time, we will
see you around the neighborhood. I feel like that was not the greatest.
Until next time, we will
see you around the neighborhood. That was better, I think.
Happy holidays.
Unless they're not.
Ding, ding, ding. Oh my God.